Well, the top U.S. general, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, issued a pretty stunning apology today. In a videotaped commencement address to the National Defense University, Milley said he was wrong to appear in photographs with President Trump when the president walked to that boarded-up church near the White House last Monday, after Trump called in the National Guard and police forcibly cleared the area of peaceful protesters.
I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics. As a commissioned, uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it.
With us now is NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. And Greg, we had been expecting the president might comment on this as he took off in his helicopter today, but in a rare move, he said nothing at all. Of course, we don't know at all if that's connected. But how extraordinary is what Milley did say?
Well, it was very unusual to make this very direct apology in a pre-recorded message. But we should also note it was very calibrated. He didn't criticize President Trump or any of the actions that were taken when the demonstrators were removed. But that does show this real soul-searching that's going on at the top levels of the Pentagon when it comes to questions of politicization and using the military for domestic political issues. And this also comes a week after the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, held a press conference saying that he didn't want to deploy troops against protesters. And we know that angered the president.
Yeah. And well, this comes also after a torrent of criticism from other generals over the past week. James Mattis and John Kelly, who both served in the Trump administration, Colin Powell. Now, Republicans can write some of them off as having been rejected by Trump, but how much pressure do they put on Milley?
Well, I think it certainly did. I mean, he heard this wave of criticism from these former defense secretaries and four-star generals. I mean, these are the top military people that he's been working with literally for decades. He accepted full responsibility for his presence there, and he noted that it did spark this debate about the military and in civil society. The venue is also significant as well. This his video was shown at a graduation ceremony for the National Defense University. These are up-and-coming officers, and he said as senior leaders, as many of these people are likely to become, everything you will do will be closely watched.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Mark Esper last week. Pentagon Secretary Mark Esper apologized for using the term battle space in reference to where protesters were. It was thought he'd be fired. What about Milley? What's his relationship with the president?
Well, his relationship has been pretty good. It was sort of announced at the Army-Navy football game in sort of an untraditional way by the president last year. He's been seen as having a pretty good relationship. Trump has certainly liked him, his sort of brusque manner and his no-nonsense approach. But we do know on the day of this photo op, there were heated discussions going on for a good chunk of that day in the Oval Office involving Milley and Defense Secretary Esper arguing very strongly against using troops against protesters. And so after that long argument, they then walked outside, and this is where the controversy began.
Well, this also comes a day after President Trump rejected calls to rename military bases that have been named after Confederate generals. And despite moves by the Marines and the Navy to renounce Confederate symbols, and then there's, the questions of the use of the military. Is there a split with the president?
Well, I'm not sure I'd use that term, but you have seen certain friction here. And I wouldn't say it's just necessarily between the military. You've seen a number of Senate Republicans come out, and they've also talked about considering legislation for changing these names of Southern military bases named after Confederate generals. They've talked about the need not to use the military against protesters. So it isn't just really the president versus the military here. I think there's been we've seen a split that hasn't gone along clean lines. You've had Republicans, Democrats, people, leadership in the military.
Well, today the Republican-led Senate Armed Services Committee agreed to set up a commission to rename those bases. So there may be a showdown on the horizon. Greg Myrie, national security correspondent for NPR. I'm going to let you go because all heck has broken loose where I am here. It's pouring rain. I have to shut a window. But, Greg, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Robin.